I fell in love with him the moment I heard him on the telephone. I had no idea then what he looked like, so it can't have been sexual chemistry, unless chemistry can work solely on the sound of a voice. He was Polish, and his English was stilted with a heavy accent, so it wasn't even an obviously attractive voice. Certainly it gave no clues about his age or status, yet from the moment I first heard him speak I was in a fever of anticipation, counting the days to our meeting. It's true that I have a susceptible heart, but then we who are members of the single classes, unmarried and unattached, are always waiting to fall in love. We live in a state of emotional vulnerability. Every day and each encounter holds out the possibility of that momentous flash which will change everything. This is what makes us different from people who are already one of a couple. It doesn't seem to matter how old we are or what we look like. Our antennae probe constantly, tentatively, hopefully, for that marvelous someone with whom to share an unknown future. It's because women are more honest with themselves than men and better able to admit their needs that they are even more exposed to the tantalizing, invisible proximity of love. He rang me last Monday evening. Today is Saturday. We have arranged to spend the afternoon on Hampstead Heath, which is near to where I live. It's one of those miraculous September days when the sun and clouds ride clear and high, and the trees combine the leafiness of summer with the colours of autumn. He said on the phone that his name was Monty Zalewski, but something about the way he said it made me wonder if perhaps he were lying, or concealing his real name from me until we had met, and he felt he could trust me. Or perhaps he was a bit ashamed of it. Monty is not a very distinguished name, though it could derive from some Polish Christian name I've never heard of. I know next to nothing about Poland, although in the few years since Solidarity raised its banner against the Soviets, I have learned to feel a generalized admiration for the Polish people, dropped my 50 pence into their collecting boxes, and watched the shipyards on television news with anxious, ineffectual sympathy.